I would recommend the Epic Extensive to everybody who's starting in real estate investing. People want to scale their business and to want to have an idea of how to be successful in real estate investing without all the hassle and the overload of information that you can find online. What I liked the best was the energy, a lot of really good insights. A lot of people came, a lot of speakers. I was basically writing everything that I was hearing, so a lot of knowledge, and I met a lot of great people too. Really good connection. Matt, I'd like to say that I really like your videos, your podcast, a lot of really good information. Listening to you in 6 months than reading online, asking questions on different websites for a year. So a lot of things that I've learned. I'm really happy that I came here to Vegas, and hopefully we'll work together soon.
Hey, Rockstar Matt here. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the show. I've got a really good one for you today. And if you're listening to this show, whether today is your first day or it's your first year or maybe you're almost your 10th year, like, can you believe somebody could be listening to this show for 10 years? I know I've been here for 10 years. I know some of you have been as well. And what that tells me is you're into real estate investing. You want to make some money in real estate. Maybe you're already making it. Maybe you're not making as much as you want and you want to make more. And if you're really serious about it, about learning how to invest in real estate the right way, with regard to learning the lead machine building blocks to attract better leads, the language patterns to get more sellers to accept your offers, and how to creatively finance your deals without using your money or credit. I mean, it's with those three things where the real money is made. Join me at the next Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop in Manhattan Beach, California, July 18th through the 20th, where we can work on all of this stuff together in person. Reserve your seat at epicintensive.com. It's Manhattan Beach, California. It's the beach. It's right there in the city's name. It's the middle of summer. Bring the family. Make a vacation out of it. Go to epicintensive.com and let's make it happen. Alrighty, so today we're going to talk about online lead generation for real estate investors. And the main thing we're going to focus on is finding motivated sellers online. And I'll one-up that as promised from yesterday. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to tell you how we're doing it for $1 a day.
This is Terrio Media.
All righty. But before we get started, if you're serious about your real estate investing and if you're really serious about kicking up the amount of opportunity that you'd like to have inside of your real estate investing, then you might want to pick up a free copy of our lead machine architecture. It is the 5 building blocks that we use to build and optimize all of our lead generation strategies. And if you got some good lead generation strategies running, just run it through this little checklist and to make sure that you're covering all of your bases. And if some of your lead generation strategies have gotten a little stale, then grab this and see if you can freshen them up or liven them up or just get some brand new ideas. And if you'd like a copy of that, you can get it for free at epicleadmachine.com. Alrighty, so when it comes to online lead generation for real estate investors, we all know that we need to target our message, right? We have to put our message in front of the right person. And if we're looking for deals, that person is a property owner. And first, they're a property owner. Second, they probably have to have some sort of problem if they're going to sell you their property at a discount, because most people in their right mind will never sell you their property at a discount. But we are not looking for the people that want to sell. We're looking for the people that need to sell. And typically, there's some sort of problem that they have that's bigger and more important than the sale of their house. And they would gladly exchange peace of mind for a little piece of equity for you. Alrighty, so if you can't find those people, then you can waste a whole lot of money with your marketing and your advertising. And one thing that holds people back is they just don't know how to find the motivated sellers. I mean, you can find just about any other person or any other customer for any other business online just based on their activity and the demographics and all the different tools and resources that all the different ad platforms give you. But when you're looking for motivated sellers, you know, a lot of that type of information that would suggest that a property owner is under some sort of financial distress or has some sort of problem that where selling their house fast for cash at a discount would alleviate, a lot of people hold that type of information. They hold it close to the vest. And so people are really worried about spinning their wheels and, you know, they're looking for the unicorn in this giant sea of all this crowd and attention that's online. They might be wasting their time, wasting their money. And they really just kind of give up because it's really easy to go broke on that type of advertising if you don't know what you're doing, right? If you're putting your ads in front of the wrong people. And so those advertising platforms, they give you certain types of things to look at, but not for the distress. That's where they don't identify or where they have difficulty. And it makes sense because the one thing that we need to do is, I mean, motivated sellers, they are people. They are indeed online, just like you and I. But to target your message to them, you just have to go through an extra step. You have to get them to identify themselves. Okay. So there's a few ways that you can do this. And I showed you one yesterday, the dog whistle strategy. I'm going to give you another one today. Generally speaking, you just have to essentially cause them to raise their hand first. You have to get them to stand up and say, hey, I'm over here. And once they do, then now you can take your message and you can put your ad in front of them that way. Like I said, I'm going to give you another way to do that. Yesterday, we went over the dog whistle strategy. And today, I want to show you our PSA strategy, our public service announcement strategy. And what I mean by that is there's a saying that those that educate the market dominate the market. And that was a really key and integral idea or concept that really allowed Mercedes and I to launch our initial real estate investing business. For example, when we got started working together, we'd do these little workshops. This was back in 2009-ish, 10-ish, around there, when all the properties were underwater. It was right after the big real estate crash. And everyone was going through short sales or they're doing loan modifications. And what Mercedes and I would do is we would hold these little workshops. And we'd hold these little events where we'd teach people how to modify their loan or how to navigate the short sale process. When I'm talking about events, I'm talking about there might be 3-4 people there that would actually show up. And we'd work all week long to get 3-5 butts in the seats. If we had 6 people, that was a rocking night. But we didn't need that many because of this concept of those that educate the market dominate the market. Because people would want to work with a person that seemed like they knew what they were talking about. And out of those 4 or 5 people that would show up, at least one and frequently 2 of those people would become customers. And what we do is we just educate them. Because here's what we know. For someone to want to work with you, they're going to need to believe that you can actually help them. And the best way to get them to believe that you can actually help them is by actually helping them. Pretty devious trick, huh? Just go around helping people and be friendly about it and be very helpful and just expect nothing in return. Detach yourself from the outcome and people will gravitate to you and they will ask you for help. And that's how Mercedes and I got started working together and built our whole business. And when we went online and started a YouTube channel and started the podcast, we just took that same concept and it built our wholesaling business. It built the short sale business for sure. It built the turnkey business. It's built the education platform of our business. So it's built everything and it works across every single industry. And you know what? It works for motivated sellers too. So this is how we've been doing this. We record these little videos. They are unbranded. It's not us in the videos. In fact, we go to Fiverr. You can just hire a spokesmodel. They got all kinds of spokesmodels up over there. They look all different shapes and sizes and different ethnicities and genders and everything. You just go through and go shopping for a spokesmodel. You write a little script. You send them over that script to read. And for example, one of the scripts that we used, well, the first one that we did and it worked really, really well was how to sell your house fast for top dollar in today's market. That was the name of the video. And we just walked them through and we actually instructed and showed them how to do this. And at the very end, there was no call to action. We didn't tell them to do anything. It was just like, well, thank you and very much good luck to you. The best of wishes to you. And we just wished them well and didn't tell them to do anything. And then we recorded another one that was how to increase your ROI on your rental property. That was another one. And we'd actually showed them, walked them through this little cool little seller financing strategy of how they could increase their ROI and reduce their management headaches. And again, right at the very end, no call to action. We said, well, good luck. Hope you enjoyed it. And that was how we were able to educate the market. And what that allowed us to do with today's technology is anytime someone would watch a certain length of that video, it put them into what's called a custom audience. So we have this one little bucket of videos and we put this in front of everybody in our market or the markets that we're going after. And anyone that watches that 50% or more, then they come and put in this bucket over here. And if they're in this bucket, this custom audience, then now they're going to actually see our real ads. So what that does is anyone that would want to know how to sell their house fast for cash in today's market, or for fast for top dollar and for cash in today's market, I think was the name of the video. Anyone that would want to watch that is obviously someone that's thinking about selling their house fast for cash on top dollar. So they'd be put in this bucket to see our message. Or anyone that was interested in increasing the return on investment, the ROI of their investment property, of their rental, they own a rental or else they wouldn't be interested in that. And if they wanted to increase their ROI, most likely they weren't getting the ROI that they wanted. And so they would watch that and they'd be put in this other bucket and we can show them their ads that way. And once you're able to put them over in this bucket, I mean, for $1, $2 a day, you can generate very consistent targeted leads, very specific leads that are nice and warm. They want what you got. And, you know, you take yesterday's strategy of the dog whistle strategy, you take this PSA strategy. Now you got these two things that are just working around the clock and they're constantly generating leads. And we're talking a couple bucks a day. I don't know how long it's going to be that low, but it works really, really well and it works right now. So if you're not doing it, something you should look into at this moment. But if you're really serious about your real estate investing, you might like to head over and grab a copy of our lead machine architecture. It's the very much the architecture, the five building blocks that we're using to build these types of strategies and the ones that we use to optimize our existing strategies. You can get a copy of that, a free copy at epicleadmachine.com, epicleadmachine.com. But we're all good. All right. So here's what we know. People are online. And regardless of what you've tried up to this point, motivated sellers are indeed online, even if all your digital marketing efforts have yet to meet your expectations up to this point, they're online. But it's just not as easy to find as your typical customer, regardless of what your business is, right? I mean, if someone wants to buy shoes, it's pretty easy to find someone that's been browsing shoes and you can target them and put your shoe ad in front of them. Motivated seller, not so easy. Okay. So just the one small little extra step is required to put your actual advertising in front of them. Just get them to raise their hand by watching a video or clicking a link or calling a number. And once they've done that, now you can go ahead and place your custom ad right in front of that custom customer. And at $1 a day, like I said, you can let that run indefinitely. I think we refresh ours every 30, 45 days. We don't have to, it's really low maintenance and it produces a couple leads a day. So there's that's the second one. I got one more for you tomorrow, okay, on one of the ways that we're getting motivated sellers to raise their hand. And so we can go ahead and place our targeted message in front of them and just let this thing run for $1 a day. So it's working pretty well. Cool. All right. So don't forget, if you want a copy of our lead machine architecture, the five building blocks of building your own lead machine, your own automated lead machine, go over to epicleadmachine.com, grab yourself a copy, and then I will see you tomorrow with another one of these cool online lead generation strategies to find motivated sellers for $1 a day. All righty. Take care. Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.